Welcome to the Pumps and Systems Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Champlin, Managing Editor of Pumps and Systems Magazine. On this podcast, we will talk about pump motor maintenance and downtime prevention with Jacob Middleton and Dan Laughlin of Siemens. Jacob is the Director of Marketing for Control Products. Dan is the Product Manager for Soft Starters. And I had a chance to talk with them at WEFTEC, the Water Environment Federation's Technical Exhibition Conference last fall in New Orleans. This podcast is presented by SEPCO. For all your sealing needs, visit SEPCO.com, S-E-P-C-O.com. Call them 800-633-4770. Tell them you heard about SEPCO from the Pumps and Systems Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any other podcast app. Visit pumpsandsystems.com/podcast to get caught up on the previous episodes of the Pump and Systems Podcast. And we'll get to the conversation with Jacob and Dan here. And first off, Jacob, just tell us about your background. How long have you been with Siemens?
Yeah, so I've been with Siemens the last 6 years. Spent about the last 11 years in sales of different varieties, and mainly in industrial automation.
Okay. Dan, same for you?
I've got 20 years with Siemens now, split kind of evenly between sales, marketing, and product management.
Okay. Well, first off, we're going to talk about pump motor maintenance and downtime prevention. That's going to be the topic for this podcast. And I guess, Jake, when you look at this, tell us about some of the trends and the challenges you're seeing with this.
Yeah, so thanks. We spend a lot of time working with our customers, understanding some of their challenges, working with them together to hopefully predict future challenges. And then offer some solutions to those challenges. Challenges in the water and wastewater market and applications for pumps might include things like aging infrastructure, maintenance costs rising, all the while budgets actually decreasing. Trying to integrate disparate systems that have been developed over the years and integrate them into a contiguous environment. Increasing regulations, and by the way, along with aging infrastructure comes inherent security risks. So lots of these challenges, right? And underlying all that is aging workforce and trying to hire and find recruit new talent. And so a real large trend that addresses most of these challenges that we see out there in the market is our focus on helping our customers drive digitalization in their marketplace.
Another trend that the more powerful processor technology allows us to have is called auto parameterization, where basically the soft start device not only knows how to tune itself in the initial setup, but every subsequent run command when the machine turns on, it's also tuning itself for the most optimal performance each and every time. Say it's a damper day or a hotter day, wetter material, heavier materials being pumped, it can adjust to all of those things on the fly with no operator intervention.
And then water hammer, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Water hammer is something you can't get away from. We have a high volume of water at a high speed. You have inertia. And if you turn the machine off, bad things happen, expensive things. So to save on operational cost, the soft starters have the intelligence to slowly move down the speed of the water flow to zero and avoid the water hammer.
Okay. How much of a catastrophe is water hammer?
It literally can tear a plumbing system or a piping system apart if ideal conditions are met.
Yeah. What's the best way to describe water hammer in a very...
It's a noisy annoyance in the very best case. It is a destructive phenomenon, a true force. Mass times, acceleration equals force. Yeah. It will break machinery.
Yeah. Water moving through the pipe at high rates can certainly make some very real damage.
You might hear it in your house, in your washing machine, close the valve at the end of a cycle and something goes boing.
Yeah.
That's small scale, probably harmless, but you don't want it in an industrial setting.
I guess, Dan, why is pump health important? So why is this so important to uptime and operations?
I mean, the key to pump health is to prevent a failure in the first place. So, the direction we're moving is with smarter controls that can do predictive maintenance, so you can fix the pump on your time, your schedule, more efficiently, not at a midnight breakdown situation.
Okay. How often do you have these midnight breakdown situations?
It's Murphy's Law. They happen when you most do not expect them.
I'll mention the ultimate goal is never, right?
Right.
And that is one of the challenges we're trying to help customers overcome, right? Analyze using, I mentioned digitalization, right? Mm-hmm. That is not just a buzzword. It is taking data that's created out there by a pump, let's say, by a motor, taking that data, pulling it up into the cloud, turning it into actionable information that can optimize your process or predict potential failures out there in the field to ultimately limit or eliminate potential situations like that.
Now a word from our sponsor, SEPCO, designing and manufacturing world-class fluid sealing systems and solutions from mechanical seals and bearing protection to pump and valve packing. If it's fluid sealing, SEPCO's got it. Contact SEPCO for all your sealing needs at 800-633-4770 or email info@sepco.com, SEPCO.com. Look them up on the web at sepco.com and let them know you heard about SEPCO from the Pumps and Systems podcast. And now back to the podcast. Are there efficiency measures in pump starts and stops?
I think a big efficiency gain to be had is for make sure the pump is clean. Controllers are now having a pump cleaning function that senses when the pump is not operating optimally. It either signals the user to take a step, or in our case, we're trying to automate this further so that the machine can clean itself, therefore ensuring an optimal flow rate and minimal energy consumption.
So Dan, when we talk about soft motor starters, what are we talking about here? What is a soft motor starter?
A soft motor starter, Drew, is a solid-state voltage ramping device. And a motor's a load, it's a consistent resistance, basically. So if you vary the voltage, you vary the current, and you start the motor from zero speed to its full speed in a very slow, controlled method, as opposed to just turning it on, watching the lights dim, hearing the equipment shake, and suffering possible mechanical damage from that rapid start.
Can you quantify the return of investment or the saving behind soft motor starters?
It varies from the piece of equipment, but of course soft motor starting increases the length of the equipment, the lifetime of the equipment. It's like driving your car gently. Everything just lasts longer when it started smoothly. When you get back to a pump cleaning analogy again, you can run the pump dirty, but if you run it perfectly clean, the energy consumption is lower there.
I guess also, Dan, why is pump cleaning important? And maybe that sounds like a simple question, but in the case of pumps here, you know, why is cleaning so important?
Well, a lot of pumps aren't pumping crystal clear water. They're pumping effluent or dissolved solids. A paper process comes to mind. So the stuff that's being carried in the water sometimes, quite frequently maybe, will get lodged on the impeller. And when that happens, the pump's no longer pumping at its peak efficiency, and that situation has to be rectified. Historically, it was done manually. We're trying to move it forward to it's done automatically.
It's Jake, back to you. Is a motor starter, is it a connected device? And what type of information can it provide?
So, is it a connected device? What isn't a connected device today, right? I like to use the analogy of a watch. A watch just used to tell us time. Today, a watch tells us, you know, gives us situational awareness. It'll tell us the weather, stock price, and it tells us information about our bodies, what's going on inside our bodies. And it tells you how to enhance what's going on. It tells you to take a breath. It tells you to stand up, walk around, get your steps in, right? If we can monitor and enhance that process about our bodies, surely we can do it for a motor or a pump, right? So yes, to your question, a motor control starter is a connected device. We do have connected options. But it's what you do with that information. It's combining it with real analysis to turn it into actionable information to go make improvements and optimize your process. That's what it's most important to what you do with it.
Okay. What's the latest in motor starter technology, Jake?
Well, Dan, you'd like to tell them about our fifth generation soft start?
Yeah. We've been in the soft start business a long time. We're now to our fifth generation, and the focus is no longer on the power side, so much as the communications and intelligence. Power is evolving fairly consistently. The control side, the communication side, is evolving rapidly. So as time goes on, I see that the sixth, seventh, and eighth generation come much faster than the previous generations, just as communications and smarts are moving much faster than they have ever before.
I think the beauty with some of this upcoming technology is that, I said the term digitalization. Digitalization is not an event. It's not something you just turn on. It takes millions in capital. It's a journey and a process. You can start as small and scalable and flexible as one motor starter and start to collect information about your critical processes and start to optimize. And over time, begin to build and continue to collect and analyze and optimize. That to me is what that's the next wave of motor starter technology.
Okay.
It's something we're seeing today and helping our customers drive.
Yeah, if I were to ask you what's next for motor starter technology, it seems like you explained it pretty well, yeah. But do you want to go a little more into detail on that?
As I mentioned, it's all about optimization. I mean, yes, certainly we've been collecting information for a long time about how to avoid failure, predictive analytics. But now we're getting away from just predictive failure and moving into, as I mentioned, true optimization. What more could I do with my plant, my pump, my system that can actually enhance my process and make me make more, better, faster product?
Well, this is great, guys. I really want to thank you guys, Jacob Middleton and Dan Lofton from Siemens, for coming on and talking about pump motor maintenance and downtime prevention.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure, Drew. Thank you.
And we would like to thank our subject matter experts, Dan Laughlin and Jacob Middleton of Siemens, for their time and their expertise. We would like to thank our presenting sponsor, SEPCO. Visit them, SEPCO.com. Tell them you heard about them from the Pumps and Systems podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Visit pumpsandsystems.com/podcast. Email me, Drew Champlin, DCHAMPLIN, at Cahaba Media. CAHABAMEDIA.com for any podcast suggestions. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.